With your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, welcoming the new year, there are so many of you that are eager to find that wellness within you. So many of you have attempted to find this wellness. So many of you found this wellness and perhaps may have lost touch with this wellness, which is relatively common. The pandemic has put a lot of topics in light, and stark relief and wellness is among these. The bad news is that well-being has declined for so many, making it especially current and critical of an issue for so many of you. The good news, however, is companies are redefining and reinventing and expanding their opportunities for wellness, and so are individuals. This wellness comes in forms of happiness and fulfillment. This is a very, very positive thing for so many people, employees, and businesses. Well, beyond the particular new solutions to the well-being, it is so necessary to make a strategic shift to this well-being. And so when you are trying to reinvent your wellness, you should do just that. Instead of trying to reinvent the wheel, which is something that we so commonly hear, finding something new, trying to go back to the drawing board and create a solution to a problem that you know you have by creating a whole new strategy, why not go back to something that you know has worked? And so I thought to kick off the new year, a really good episode would be to reinvent your wellness. Well, again, the pandemic has accelerated so many people's harshness towards their own wellness. As a health coach, as somebody that helps people get on track with their health and their health goals, I can tell you that even people that I have been with, holding hands with along the way, have had a struggle during this time. And we assume this pandemic would have been beyond us by now, but it is still here. We know that COVID-19 has forever changed us. It has forever changed the way we work. It has forever changed the way we eat. It has forever changed the way we prepare things. And so it is here to stay. Whether or not the different levels of it are here to stay, the movement of it is here to stay. And we're recognizing that. And we're thinking about how this is going to reflect on our wellness. And instead of just assuming that it's going to go away and that this is a temporary thing that we are going to patch up, we should come up with strategies that will help us possess positivity in moving forward. So people think that their health is shifting, and they're thinking that it's shifting in a negative way. But instead, what people need to realize is that they are in control of the shift. You are in control of your own shift. I say this all the time. We are in this little bubble. The bubble I refer to as our comfort zone. This bubble has doors that are wide open. We are in control over when we open these doors. We are in control over when we choose to walk through these doors. Oftentimes, we might be the person that is sitting inside this bubble, resentful or angry at all of the people that are able to excel outside this bubble. But it's not to be angry at them. It is they who have chosen to find the strength to step outside the comfort zone. I'm here to tell you that anyone who selects to stay comfortable will not see change. One of my favorite sayings of all time is, if it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. And this challenge does not have to be damaging to you. It doesn't have to be painful to you. It does more than likely have to be a little uncomfortable, of course. But once we get past that point, and you realize that that struggle, that awkwardness, that maybe frustration that you're faced with is only going to bring you significant shifts in your well-being, then arguably anybody would take those steps. And so well-being is the strategy. Perhaps this is not a surprise. When people have greater levels of wellness, of course, they do their best work. I can think back to people that I have helped lose weight, who of course come to me initially to lose weight. But throughout their time in their weight loss journey, they come to me to tell me of how their work progress has excelled and how their bosses or their employees or staff members are noticing from an organizational standpoint how everything has excelled to peak performance. One of the things that I've always said is when your wellness is not up to par, everything around you comes crumbling down. From a personal standpoint, I can tell you that when I have not been at my utmost peak of wellness, that's usually when I look around the house and I notice that the house hasn't been cleaned. I notice that the laundry hasn't been done. I noticed that I haven't gone grocery shopping. It is a motivational shift within you. And this well-being is something that will drive you to excel in all areas of your life. I often hear from moms that they just don't take time for themselves because they have kids and they put everybody else first. And of course, that is something that we always will do as moms. But of course, if you take time to improve yourself, everything around you will come out looking shinier and brighter. So this has been an unprecedented, challenging, and uncertain time for just about everyone. Of course, we've all been knocked down. It's a matter of who has the strength and ability to get themselves back up. And I've said this time and time again. Every mistake you make is one that you should cherish and learn from in order to become that stronger individual, that stronger human being. In creating a vision for the incoming year and creating goals, oftentimes people get really choked up with the magnitude of everything that they have in their sight to accomplish, whether it's a weight goal, whether it is a habit track that they need to change, whether it is behavioral, perhaps they want to start cooking for their families, they want to start prepping meals for themselves, perhaps they want to start exercising. There are so many thoughts and overwhelming strategies that come with each and every one of these activities that this causes people to relapse. So the very first piece of advice that I have for anybody setting up their vision for the year and reinventing their wellness is to first off step back and convince yourself, realize for yourself that there is no rush. I oftentimes think to myself, why is everyone in such a mad rush? Of course, we are an instant gratification society. We're used to snapping our fingers, getting what we want as fast as we can. We want the Instabot. However, we all know this. We all know that quick, shortcuts are not going to get you to that finish line permanently. They're going to get you there, but you're not going to stay there. So before you start any program at all, take this into account. Permanent. I had somebody that signed up for my program. I'm launching this 22-day get you fix, as I call it, to get members back on track, get their goals back in act, and a lot of their routines back on the board. And I had somebody reach out to me and they said, how much weight do you think I could lose in 22 days? And my answer was, realistically, or permanently, or sustainably. And he was a little confused. And basically what I was asking him was, do you want to get as much weight off in 22 days? Or do you want to get as much weight off and keep it off in 22 days? Because those are two completely different answers. Of course, in 22 days, I could produce a regimen for anyone that's going to produce fast, immediate results. And yes, they will look great in a before and after picture, and you will feel amazing in 3 weeks. But in 3 months, you are going to be right back to where you are today. And that is absolutely no fun. The damage that is done not only to your metabolism, but to your ego is beyond words. So don't skimp on the time. Here we sit, another year has passed. And statistically, most people that had the commitment to their wellness last year abandoned it by February. So those small, steady steps are going to give you the results that you want. Just like my episode that I did last year, 1% changes each day lead to a permanent, sustainable change. Statistically, if you make a 1% change each day, you won't even notice it. Of course, that is unnoticeable, but in a month, it is substantially noticeable. And so therefore, instead of trying to make a 50% change within yourself that you can't sustain, don't even start a regimen such as that. There's this ice analogy that I give where the ice cube is sitting in a room that's 20 degrees and it's going to stay an ice cube at 20 degrees. When it turns 21 degrees, that is such a minuscule change in temperature that the ice cube is not going to change. At 22 degrees, again, that is 1 degree. No one feels that. Nothing has changed. 23, 24, 25, 26, nothing has changed. Again, that 1% is so minuscule. But now we get to 31 degrees. And then 32 degrees, suddenly at 33 degrees, that 1% is substantial enough where we start to see that change. And so therefore, that 1%, that 1 degree, although seemed insignificant every single day, was very significant. And it's no different than the roots of a tree. We bury a seed and we are looking at this nothing for months upon months. But every single day changes are happening. And so that patience is something that we need to exercise. And instead of looking at the big picture, instead of looking at the seedling that you're going to put in the ground and envisioning the treehouse that you want to build on it someday, it is too far out for you to make a claim on that. So instead, visualize the small steps along the way. And those are what I refer to as SMART goals. Small, measurable, attainable, retainable, tangible goals. So when you plant that seed, first look forward to seeing that seedling pop through the soil. Then after that happens, look forward to the greens growing on the seedling. Take each step at a time. So somebody else joined my program about a month ago, and she had gained quite a bit of weight over the pandemic. And her comment to me was, it seems like she just has so much to lose being over 200 pounds. Again, what I pointed out to her was small, measurable, attainable, reachable, tangible goals. And when I recited to her, first, let's get you under 200. Then once you get under 200, you'll reach that 189. And at 189, you'll shortly see that 170s. It didn't seem so overbearing. So having a goal should not be something that you will lay out in front of you and make it seem impossible. Every small step along the way is going to be something that you should celebrate and look forward to. Instead of getting to each measurable step and feeling defeated that you still have such a long way to go. Because really, your choices are two things. One, stay where you are. Or two, make small, progressive changes along the way until you finally get to where you want to be. All right. And so with that being said, my next big suggestion is to stay away from shortcuts. So if you are just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about reinventing your wellness. Shortcuts, trying to get to your goal really fast, being impatient, these are all things that are going to derail you. I guess taking shortcuts and being impatient, trying to get to your goal really fast, all kind of fall on the same spectrum. But when I say shortcuts, what I mean by this is doing fad diets, biohacking your health. I did an episode on biohacking your health. What this is when people try to take diet pills or try to do gimmicky things, thinking that it's going to get them to that finish line faster. Whether it be a surgery of some sort or a procedure that's supposed to melt fat faster. Perhaps it's a pill that's supposed to bypass carbohydrates. Whatever it is, I'm here to tell you that this is a multi-billion dollar industry, and there are no products that actually will get you there faster. Now, with that being said, if you are somebody that is already in amazing shape, you are somebody that has peak wellness, you've already met your goals, you're already that person that has all of their T's crossed and their I's dotted, and you want to invest in an infrared sauna because you've heard that it helps enhance your wellness. Of course, it's going to enhance your wellness. But if you're somebody that's going to invest in an infrared sauna, thinking that sitting in there all day long or 20 minutes a day is going to trim off the fat and change your emotional state of mind just from sitting there, I can tell you that more than likely you're going to be disappointed. Shortcuts such as fad diets, our society is flooded with these gimmicks, these shortcuts. I spent the weekend with the television on, listening to all of these commercials and infomercials that are popping up right now. Everybody wants to take that magic pill and get there. There is no magic pill. There is no quick fix. And I find that certain people are predisposed to wanting to find that quick fix strategy. And truly, nothing will work. Along with that, you need to give your body what your body needs. So first things first, don't skimp on carbs. We have Dr. Atkins to thank for the carb phobia that has been instigated within the United States. 60% of Americans are carb phobic. But in 2018, Stanford University study compared the effectiveness of a low-fat and low-carb diet, and there is no significance between the two. In fact, the study showed that eating the right amount of carbs and the right types of carbs and fats will help your metabolism increase, build muscle, therefore sustain a regular weight loss. Even after strenuous exercise, if you are glycogen depleted, which means you have taken out those carbs, it will lower your immunity. And additionally, research has shown that trying to stick to this restrictive diet impairs your willpower, your emotional control, and of course, explains why lots of people on these diets come off as being very grumpy and very impatient, not to mention hungry all the time. There are many, many, many great sources of healthy carbs, great sources of healthy fats, and you can kind of go through some of my episodes and see that I've done shows on each one. But I made a spicy black bean sweet potato power bowl over the weekend, and I can tell you that this is something that I would have never made years ago. Years ago, when I was in my mindset that carbs were bad and that fat was bad. Now, I need to point out that certain carbs you should live without, the sugary carbs, and certain fats, of course, you should live without, the trans fats, the hydrogenated fats. But your healthy fats is exactly what you should be giving your body. And so for my spicy black bean sweet potato power bowl, I simply just took sweet potatoes. I cooked them up. I chopped them up. I threw some black beans in there with some chili peppers and some cumin, garlic powder, a little lime juice. And then, of course, I topped it off with a little sliced guacamole for my healthy fat. And I will tell you, not only did it keep me full, but it gave me all of the energy that I absolutely needed. And so with this all being said, small, measurable goals, sustainable goals, no shortcuts. My next big suggestion is, along with all of this, is to look after your mental health. While there's no magic fix to help deal with the psychological turmoil caused by the last several months or even years, I guess, of the pandemic, there are tactics that can help maintain your mental well-being. First of all, movement. Depression and anxiety hate an active target. The evidence is clear that regular movement helps prevent, manage, and even treat these conditions. This is proven, you guys. I know you're listening going, okay, Irene, you know, you're the exercise person that you are. However, I still struggle with getting up and starting my exercise routine. It's not easy to start, but I will tell you, once I start, I love it. And it is because it is my secret toolbox, my secret toolkit. It helps me with energy, and it certainly helps me with anxiety. I know I am not an anxious person, and it's because of all of my exercise. Even a little bit of exercise, 10 minutes, will shake off that depression. It'll shake off that anxiety. So on days that you're feeling anxious, days that you're feeling down, the worst thing you could do is lay around in bed. And of course, you know, pick up the friend, pick up the phone, call a friend, get to a mall and start walking, go outside and start exercising, do something, force yourself to get started. Research shows that behavioral activation, which is something that was caused by yourself, getting yourself to start something, even if you don't feel like it, again, stepping outside of that comfort zone, will actually be the most effective thing to do to change your mood. Intrusive thoughts and feelings are very, very stubborn. And so instead of sitting there pouting and rolling your eyes, you just don't feel like doing it. This is where you want to have that behavioral activation. Look at your feet, envision that comfort zone line, and take a step out. There's plenty of research that shows, and you will be able to offer the advice to others once you start moving and you see how great it feels to get moving. And then finally, in the world of wellness and all the hacks, you want to understand what healthy living looks like. Mostly on the large scale, you want to have a few core principles nailed down. So if you have the following out and scripted for this year, you are going to do great. Move your body regularly. Avoid those processed foods and eat lots of plants. Try to maintain a healthy body weight or at least push yourself towards that direction. Of course, don't smoke or get help quitting if you do. If you are somebody that drinks more than 2 alcoholic drinks a day, perhaps that is something that you should look at cutting out. Staying engaged with your family and the community, and of course, don't skimp on sleep. Now, I know sleep is a hard issue for some people that might have a hard time with their sleep. But again, there are lots of studies that show that exercise will create better sleep patterns. What is that saying? A tired dog is a good dog. So start plugging in that exercise. Start plugging in that daily movement and create a plan for you that will actually work. And you will not only sleep better, but you will feel better. And the entire year will seem better for you because you will have reinvented your wellness. So I hope this helps, and I hope it starts your year off great.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running.